I call the Senate Special Committee on Arctic Affairs meeting to order. Today is Thursday, February 27th, 2025. The time is 1:30 p.m. Please turn off your cell phones. Committee members present today, Senator Kawasaki, Vice Chair Senator Stevens, and myself, Senator Giesel. I expect Senator Wilikowski along, possibly late, and Senator Olson is excused for today. Thank you to Juliana and Naomi for helping us out, keeping the records and the audio functioning. On today's agenda is one item, Senate Joint Resolution 9, recognizing the Alaska-Canada relationship. So I will invite Intimea Harbison to the table, and he is my staff. I would invite him to present the resolution.
Thank you, Madam Chair. For the record, Intimea Harbison, staff to Senator Giesel. Senate Joint Resolution 9 highlights the importance of the Alaska-Canada relationship and the longstanding ties and friendship shared between the state of Alaska and the nation of Canada. As Arctic neighbors, we share a common bond and often rely on one another to effectively manage our resources, trade, defense, tourism, and many other aspects of our daily lives. Recent discussions and statements from the federal government have caused concern within Alaska that our vital relationship with Canada may be threatened. While supportive of the desire to be more self-sufficient, the reality is that Alaska finds itself without a land border to the contiguous lower 48 states, without reliable sources of building materials, without reliable sources of energy, without reliable sources of food, and entirely reliant on imports to the state, many of which originate from Canada or pass through Canadian territories or waters. The President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, signed an executive order in January of 2025 titled Unleashing Alaska's Extraordinary Resource Potential. While supportive of these measures, it must be made clear that the impacts to access or restrictions to access of materials from the nation of Canada will irrevocably harm the goal of unleashing Alaska's resource potential goals. Senate Joint Resolution 9 gives historical context of the United States-Canada relationship and the Alaska-Canada relationship, and humbly implores the United States federal government to not impose measures that would jeopardize the best interests of Alaska.
Thank you, Mr. Harbison. Are there... I will have you highlight sections of the bill. Of course, there's not really sections, but there's whereases of the resolution that might be important to highlight.
Yeah, absolutely. Through the chair, the operative clauses that are in the resolution, and I'll just read them here, be it resolved that the State of Alaska Legislature recognizes the vibrancy and importance of the Alaska-Canada relationship as the world increasingly recognizes the strategic, economic, environmental, and cultural importance of the Arctic, and be it further resolved that the Alaska State Legislature believes that Canada and Alaska must continue to work together to make our citizens' lives better, safer, more prosperous, and more affordable, and be it further resolved that the Alaska State Legislature recognizes the importance of the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement negotiated by President Donald J. Trump in 2018, and recognizes the economic and trade relationships between our nation and Canada and Alaska, and be it further resolved that the Alaska State Legislature opposes any restrictive trade measures that would harm the unique relationship between Canada and Alaska or negatively affect our integrated economies. And be it further resolved that the Alaska State Legislature honors Alaska's alliance with Canada and looks forward to many more years of cooperation, friendship, trade, tourism, cultural exchange, and goodwill.
Thank you. Any questions from committee members? Senator Kawasaki?
Yeah, I had a question. I'm trying to figure out where it talks about the most recent tariff, because the president this afternoon, I know, posted that he was going to continue on the road with the tariffs starting on Tuesday of next week. with Canada and Mexico, and then added that he'd add a 10% tariff to China beginning on Tuesday of next week. So I don't know if the language needs to change in the resolution, or if it's probably just fine the way it is.
Mr. Harbison.
Through the chair, Senator Kawasaki. So the way that this resolution was drafted, we didn't call out any specific restrictive trade measures. Instead, we wanted to encompass all potential restrictive trade measures. We feel that that would encapsulate any current proposals or perhaps any future proposals that may come from the federal government on restrictions on trade.
Thank you. That does make sense.
And on page 3, lines 15 through 17, we do refer to restrictive trade measures threatening this unique mutually beneficial relationship and could harm economies. But that was about as specific as we got. It was very, very broad.
It does look broad. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Stevens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to stress the importance of the fifth whereas, bottom of page 1 and 2, the fact that the United States and Canada have fought wars together, and they've been our allies, particularly, as I know, in World War II and the Normandy invasion. Some of the highest numbers of deaths were soldiers from Canada. And they've been at our side in so many wars, and you've listed them all. The only question I've had, I'm not sure what the Global Coalition of Daesh is. Help me there.
Through the chair, Senator Stevens, I believe that is the technical term for what is known as ISIS, the Islamic State.
Okay. As long as you understand it. But it has been an amazing relationship, and we've called on them virtually every war we've been in since World War I. So.
That is true. Even today, you know, if we need to rally military defense, it's the Canadians that join us. The Chinese and Russian vessels and aircraft that have bumped along our borders, the Canadians have responded as well, even this year. In the back of your packet are some information sheets related to Canadian investment, support of Alaskan's industry, and the various partnerships that we have. It does call out partners in energy dominance and security. Of course, I'm kind of delighted with the defense and security sections, which call out the military alliances that you've brought up, Senator Stevens, the alliances in the world. But there's also one that says Strong Arctic Partners, and it refers to the Canadian Rangers. They're very similar to our village public safety officers, but actually take a little bit broader role as well. And so they're a pretty unique asset of the Canadian Arctic. They also, in the last piece, I think it's the last piece of this, it calls out critical minerals. And, of course, potash is 71% of the U.S. import of potash comes from Canada. That's a huge piece for agriculture. Mm-hmm. So, and all the other critical minerals. They also refine our germanium that comes from Red Dog Mine. So that's great because that means we don't have to send it to China. And China, of course, banning the export of germanium these days. So, yeah, it's just this is actually a special opportunity for us to really, again, recognize the partnership that we have with Canada.
Absolutely.
So, any other discussion? Seeing none, I'll open up public testimony. I don't see anyone online wishing to testify. Is there anyone in the room that wishes to testify on Senate Joint Resolution number 9? Seeing none, I'll close public testimony. And so, with that, I will look to the will of the committee.
Madam Chair, I move to report Senate Joint Resolution 9, Work Order 34-LS0597-N. Out of committee, with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note, legislative legal has the authority to make any technical and conforming changes.
Thank you. Seeing no objection, the bill will move from committee. And we will adjourn here in a moment. Members, I would ask members to stay and sign the transmittal document. This concludes our meeting for today. There'll be no Arctic Affairs Committee meeting next week. That's March 6th. The next meeting will be Thursday, March 13th at 1:30. So at this time, we will adjourn. Let the record reflect. The time is 1:40 p.m.